You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Bit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we're speaking with Stuart Polworth. He is the founder and director of Stuart Polworth Wellness Advisory, providing personal values-based holistic health coaching. And Mr. Polworth, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thanks, Guy. Great to be here.
Hey, you're more than welcome, and thanks for coming out to be with us here today. So a good place to start things off here today and to get to know you better. Tell us about your passions to lead things off.
Yeah, without a doubt. Look, hard to narrow it down, but look, my main passion is curiosity. I love going down the rabbit hole. I might get, start researching a topic, and I'll get led off on tangents. Those tangents will start forming connections with other information, previous stuff that I've come into contact with. And I guess that feeds into my passion for learning, to understanding how things work, what makes them tick. And that leads to, my passion for people and supporting them and trying to make their lives better and, achieving wellness so they can go forward and live their lives the best that they can.
Yeah, Mr. Polworth, thanks for sharing some of those passions with us, and certainly makes sense where you're at today. Now, speaking of which, what actually drove you first to becoming a health coach?
Look, I've had a lifelong interest and participation in sport. Started running in little athletics when I was in under nine, so about 8 years old. And I guess it's, through that, participating in other sports throughout my life, but also trying to understand what motivates people when they're pursuing goals. And you can see that quite vividly when you're interacting with people in sport. I guess there's also a strong desire to understand how the human physical and mental systems interact with each other. A lot of these things are siloed into, different areas. So people may go to, personal trainer to work on their physical fitness. They may see a psychologist or, some other counselor for their mental health. But very few would combine these things together to promote overall wellness. So I guess it was sort of a strong desire to understand how those two impact on each other. And I guess believing there had to be a more effective way to support people to achieve their goals and holistic wellness.
Now, Stuart, every industry and business is being disrupted today with COVID-19. How did you prepare yourself to transition from mental health specialist to an entrepreneur and speaker? I'm sure our listeners would like to hear some information on that.
Well, look, I don't think it happens overnight. It's a gradual process, and it's an ongoing transition. Obviously, I reflected back over my life, my experience, my education, and looking at my education, I've probably studied way too much over the years, but, as I said, that's one of my passions. So it's looking back, reflecting, getting some positive feedback from those around me when discussing my ideas with others. When I first started up the business, I went and spoke to people in the mental health networks that I had at the time. Just to get their feedback and to see if the idea I had had legs and whether they thought it was something that would gain traction. And, look, there was a positive response from that. And I guess, working the way I have over the years, I feel I have a sense of duty to share what I've learned and experienced and, in an attempt to, create a better life for others.
Stuart, I'm sure those that work with you, those that you mentor and those that you coach are appreciative of what you do in this space and are appreciative of the impact you're having as well. Today we're speaking with Stuart Polworth. He is the founder and director of Stuart Polworth Wellness Advisory, providing personal values-based holistic health coaching. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, here's an interesting question for you, Mr. Polworth. If you had your chance to go back in time, what would you do differently?
I think I'd back my instincts by taking action earlier than I did. Sometimes you can wait around too long for validation from others to know if you're on the right track. If you're waiting to be validated by traditional sources of, empirical knowledge, you can be waiting around forever. So it's really about, challenging your own fears and, I guess, uncertainties about going forward. When I started my own business, I was in a very comfortable job, and I decided to take a voluntary redundancy. People at the time were sort of saying, "Well, why do you want to do that? It's risky. There's no guarantee of success." But, if you have a passion for something and you think it's going to work and it, fits with your values, then, go out, give it a try, back your instincts earlier.
Well, listeners, there's your takeaway today already coming with that response right there. Take action quickly and don't delay, and that's some good food for thought right there. Now, for someone first starting out, Stuart, as well, with a new concept or idea, what is the best advice you can give in those regards?
Look, if you're searching around and talking to people, sort of discussing your idea, talk to people that have traveled the journey. Those people that have been what you've been through before are going to have invaluable advice about how to go forward. Secondly, don't wait. You'll only find out if your idea or concept has any traction if you go out there and start, tinkering with it, start trying a few different things and getting feedback, reflecting on what you've done, and create new iterations of what your idea is based on that feedback that you're getting.
I certainly do appreciate your feedback there. Now, how important are mentors and coaches in your own business and personal development growth? I'm sure listeners also could learn something from your feedback there.
Oh, look, I would say they're invaluable. Just reflecting back over the years, whether I knew it at the time, there were people who were mentoring me and I might not have known it. I mean, that goes back to high school, where an English teacher took a special interest and gave me articles to read from a newspaper that she selected. Then I selected my own. Then we would come back the next week and discuss those ideas. That got me into, conversation and talking about ideas, forming them on the go and listening to others and understanding their point of view. As I went forward, there's been people in my life that have sort of guided me and shown me the way. So mentors play a vital role, I think, in anybody's support, especially in entrepreneurship, when it can be quite lonely out there when you're out doing your own thing and you're not getting much validation or much feedback from others. But you also have to listen to the constructive criticism as well. Not everything you're going to hear, you're going to like. So, be open to that.
Certainly the perfect place to conclude today. Mr. Polworth, really appreciate your time spent with us here today. If listeners wanted to connect with you and to also get more information on your services, where's the best place to do so?
At the moment, probably go to my LinkedIn profile. There's been some technical stuff happening in the background, so there's a website coming up soon. So that will be Stuart Polworth Wellness Advisory.com or .com.au.
And of course, we'll leave a link within the show notes of this broadcast to your LinkedIn page. And again, listeners, coming soon at Stuart Polworth Wellness Advisory.com or EnterpriseFitRadio.com.au. Stuart, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Stuart Polworth. He is the founder and director of Stuart Polworth Wellness Advisory, providing personal values-based holistic health coaching. And coming soon at Stuart Polworth Wellness Advisory. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.